You may be looking for Sudafed if you get the flu this year. The shortage of flu vaccine got commentator Ruth Levy-Geyer thinking about how to stay healthy.
I've been religious about getting flu shots since 1989. That was the year the flu virus battered me. My body became limp as a noodle and hot as lava. All its mass seemed to flow into my head. I couldn't sit up unless my droopy hands held on to my ponderous head, which, incidentally, could ponder nothing. You can imagine then that I was dismayed, edgy, and even fearful when I heard about the vaccine shortage. I don't fit a risk group, so I'm entering flu season unvaccinated. These viruses are daunting. For starters, they're invisible. They sneak from host to host in sneezes, kisses, and on doorknobs. Their success depends on finding new places to live before laying waste to old ones. So, I've given up my rampant kissing for the season. I noticed 15 years ago that I'd become one of those kissy people, kissing everyone I like, whenever we met, whenever we parted. Soon I'll scan doorways for mistletoe. On New Year's Eve, the champagne will work nicely as a cheek and lip disinfectant. I've put on my gloves to wrestle this demon. No contact with a public doorknob till it's over. Orange juice, vitamin C, and I'm rooting for herd immunity. The farmer doesn't need to immunize all the cows in order to protect the herd. As long as some magical percentage of cows gets vaccinated against a dread infection, the virus won't move from cow to cow. If we're lucky this year, the vaccine supply will meet the tipping point for our herd, and herd immunity will kick in. One downside of my recent reflections on herd immunity is that crowds of people now look achingly soulful to me, ruminative, like they're chewing their cuds. That spittle dripping out of their slack jaws, how much virus is in there? I'm not entirely upbeat about the human herd. One doctor in my neighborhood is scalping flu shots from his home. A local woman hustled her children's pediatrician to get a vaccine for herself. She backed off only when the doctor asked, "Would you like the 2 half doses that were reserved for your children?" Like a Rorschach, though, the shortage has also shown us some exemplary behaviors. Surprising numbers of people in Minnesota rejected shots, claiming that others were more needy. Their example reminds us that our ongoing Darwinian struggle for survival should be directed toward outsmarting the virus, not each other. Our herd should adopt my simple public health measures. After all, we're the ones, the only ones in this struggle, who can act with intention. Or are we? Until today, I never linked the year of my transformation into a reckless kisser to my tussle with the 89 flu. But do you suppose the virus made me do it?
Ruth Levy-Geyer holds a PhD in immunology and teaches courses in infectious disease and bioethics at Haverford College.